There's a lot of mitzvahs that a person is chayiv to do himself, but it's also possible for someone to be moitzim with a mitzvah. For marshal kriyas hamegillah, tkiya shofar, he has a mitzvah to do it himself, but other people can be moitzim with eichay vasai. Mitzvahs halel, also birkas hamazon. Ayudei the Shmir, you could be Yitzi Deichai Vasai. And we also have the same thing when I get to Brachas. Sai by Birchas HaNehenin and Sai by Birchas HaMitzvahs. So, you have to make the Bracha yourself, but someone else can be Yitzi you. In the Birchas HaNehenin, in the Birchas HaMitzvahs, someone can be Yitzi Yidei Vasai. That's the Halacha. Now, this interesante Zach, interesante Halacha. The din is, the Mishnah says, the only time that someone can be made to you, Yechiv, is only if he's a Bar Chiyuva. If he's a Bar Chiyuva, can be made to Yechiv Vasai. Kol mi she'enay mechuyiv bedavar, can't be made to Yechirim Yedechiv Vasai. And that's what the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavtes, that a Isha who's not mechuyiv in Tkiya Shofar, she can't be made to Yish with Tkiya Shofar, she's enay mechuyiv bedavar. Kol mi she'enay mechuyiv bedavar, can't be made to Asarabim Yedechiv Vasai. There's an interesting halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tekiya Shofar, in Siman Tav Kuf Beit Es, and it's really built on the Gemara over there, but the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, let's say you have a person who's, he's a Shemeya ve'enei Medaber. He's a Medaber ve'enei Shemeya. He's able to speak, but he's not able to hear. So the halacha, he doesn't have a din of a cheresh. A cheresh, that's like a katan, is only where it's Eina Shemeya ve'Eina Medaber, but a Cheresh that's Medaber ve'Eina Shemeya, he's Chayiv in all mitzvahs, but of course he can't be Mechayim the mitzvah of Tekiya Shofar, because the mitzvah of Tekiya Shofar is not the Tekiya, the mitzvah of Tekiya Shofar is the Shemeya, and he can't be Shemeya, so he can't be Mechayim. Could he be Tekiya Sam for somebody else? Could he be Moitzi Achirim Yidei Chayvasan? So, L'chayra, the Svara would have been that he could, because Be'etzem, this person is chayv in all mitzvahs in the Torah, including Tekiya Shofar. He has an oinus, he can't hear. So in Mela, he can't be Yotze himself, but to be Yotze Achim Adecha Vasai, L'chayri should be able to. But the Shulchan Aruch says no, that someone who's a Eina Shemeya, he's a Medaber of Eina Shemeya, which is Be'etzem Chayv in Kol HaMitzvahs of the Torah, but L'gabi Tekiya Shofar is called the Eina Bar Chiyuva, and in Mela, he can't be Yotze Achim Adecha Vasai. That's what it says. Pashtos, what do you see in this halach in the Shulchan Aruch? A very bechiddush. That somebody who's an oinus, he's be'etzim a bar chiyuva, but he has an oinus that it's physically impossible for him to mekayim the mitzvah of tekiya shofar. He's an oinus, so memela, he becomes an adabar chiyuva, and he can't be moitzi the rabbim yidei chayvasai. That's the halacha that it says over there, which is a very, very bechiddush. Now, there's a kasha on this din. Rabbi Kiveger asked Akasha. There's a halacha which was very, very negeya halacha lemaisa during the corona. The halacha is that by Havdalah, Hilchos Havdalah, I think Reish Tzadik Vav, that we make a bracha on the psamim, and someone who can't smell, he can't make a bracha on the psamim for himself. But the Mechaber paskins, that even if you can't make psamim for yourself, but if you might see the B'nai Bayis in Havdalah, and they could smell, so you could be moitzi them with the bracha. You can't make it for yourself, but you can be moitzi them. That's what the halacha. It's a machlekes rishonim. Now, lemaisa the oilam was not knowing that. Mishabura says to be chayesh for the shita of the other rishonim that say that you can't be moitzi other people. That's a whole sugi b'fnei atzmai. But lemaisa the mechaber paskins halach lemaisa that you can't make the bracha for yourself. You can't smell, but other people can smell. You could be moitzi b'nei beisai in the bracha of bayrim psalim. And Rabbi Kiveger says, L'chaira, someone who can't smell the psalmim is the same thing as a person who can't hear the Tekiya Shofar. And if you can't hear the Tekiya Shofar, the Mechaber paskins, that you can't be Moitzi Achayim because you're not considered a Bar Chiyuva. So if you can't smell the psalmim, you're also not a Bar Chiyuva on the mitzvah of psalmim by Avdallah. So how can you be Moitzi Achayim Dei Chavasan? The same way that there's a rule of Mishen Mechui B'davar is Eimaitzi Esarab Dei Chavasai on the mitzvah. It's the same thing also by the bracha. If you're not Mechui B'davar, you can't be Moitzi Acherim in the Birchas HaMitzvah either. It's the same halachas Mefurish in the Gemara. So why lagabi tkiya shofar do we say someone who can't hear physically he has a matzav that he can't be mekayim the mitzvah is called the ena bar chiyuva, so he can't be moitzi other people, and lagabi b'samim he has also a physical thing that he can't smell, but he could be moitzi achem de chavas. You see, he is considered a bar chiyuva. What's the shot? Reb Kiviger asks as a kasha in Reb Kiviger Shulchan Aruch, and he bribes with a tzar chiyuv. That's the kasha of Reb Kiviger. That's what I want to shtel avek over here today. Apostle Mahalak Miyashiv Kushis Rebbe Kiviger, but it's totally in the Havana of the Oymik of this Inyan. The Shulchan Aruch Taka says a chiddush that Lagabi Tkiya Shofar, someone who can't hear, he's an Eina Bar Chiyuva, so he can't be Moitzi Achim B'dei Chai Vasai. That's what the Mechaber says. Rebbe Chanan, Mekovitz Aris, does not accept such a Zach that a person who's in Oynus, in being Mekayim a Mitzvah, is not a Bar Chiyuva. It was Pashat Rebbe Chanan that he's for sure a Bar Chiyuva. The Gavra Be'etzem is a Bar Chiyuva. He has the Ikuv study of an Oynus, that's my name from being Mekayim the Mitzvah, but he's called a Bar Chiyuva. He can't be Mekayim it. He has a problem that he can't be Mekayim it. But Be'etzem, he's considered a Bar Chiyuva. And that was Pashat Rebbe Chanan. So what's Pshat Shulchan Aruch that says he's not a Bar Chiyuva? So Rebbe Chanan says Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch like this. He says, what's the reason why an Einoi Bar Chiyuva can't be Moitzi as Acherim Midei Chai Vasai? Why not? Why can't he be Moitzi Acherim Midei Chai Vasai? What's the part? So the way Rebbe Chanan explains it is like this. He says that when someone is Tekei HaShofar, so Be'etzam I'm Mekayim the Mitzvah with my Shmiah. So why do I need that the person who's Tekei to be a Bar Chiyuva? Let a Isha be Tekeya the Shofar, and I hear the coil of the Tekeya. Why do I need him to be Moitzi me? Why do I need a Bar Chiyuva? So Rebbe Chanan, the Pshat is like this, that the mitzvah is to hear Kol Shofar, but if a non-Bar Chiyuva does the Tekeya, so it's the sound of a Shofar. But it doesn't have a Shein Maisa mitzvah. So it's not enough just to hear the sound of a Shofar. You have to hear a tkiyas mitzvah. It has to have a shame tkiyas mitzvah. Someone who's a bar chiyuva, so when they're blowing the shofar, it has a shame tkiyas mitzvah. It's defined as a maisa mitzvah. So you are shemeya a shofar shel mitzvah. Then you yaitza. But someone who's not a bar chiyuva doesn't have the yicholus of making a maisa mitzvah. Who can make it into a maisa mitzvah? Someone who's a bar chiyuva and can make it into a tkiyas shel mitzvah. Then when you shemeya the tkiyas mitzvah, you yaitza. But if he's not a bar chiyuva, he can't create that this maisa is a maisa mitzvah. So you heard a shofar, but it wasn't a shmias tkias mitzvah. It wasn't a tkias shal mitzvah. And mamele you're not yoytze the chiyuv. That's the reason why you need a bar chiyuva to be moitzi yidei chay vasai, in order to make it into a tkias mitzvah. That's the aside. Says Rebbe Chanan, lemaisa, a person who can't hear, be'etzem he's a bar chiyuva. He's 100% a bar chiyuva, but lemaisa he can't hear. So when he's tekeya for himself, is it a maisa mitzvah? For sure not, because he didn't hear. If it's not a maisa mitzvah for him, it can't be a maisa mitzvah for somebody else. He's be'etzem a bar chiyuva, but he has the same chasaron as a lav bar chiyuva. The chasaron of lav bar chiyuva is that he can't make it into a maisa mitzvah. This person is be'etzem a bar chiyuva, but he doesn't hear. So the maisa, is this a tkiyas mitzvah for him? No. If it's not a tkiyas mitzvah for the tekeya, it's not a tkiyas mitzvah for the shemeya either. That's the way it works. If you can make for yourself a tkiyas shal mitzvah, so then the other person's yaitze by hearing that tkiyas shal mitzvah. But over here for himself, it's not a tkiyas shal mitzvah. For sure not. He's not getting a mitzvah with that tkiyah. So memela, if for him it's not a tkiyas shal mitzvah, for the one that's being yaitze, it's also not a tkiyas shal mitzvah. So Rabbi Chanan says that be'etzem, someone who's Eina Shemeya, he is a Bar Chiyuva. What does the Shulchan Aruch mean when he says it's not a Bar Chiyuva? He has the same chasaron as a Lav Bar Chiyuva. A Lav Bar Chiyuva, what's the problem? Why can't a Lav Bar Chiyuva be Maitzi? Because it's not a noise. It's not a Tkiya Shal Mitzvah. For the Eina Shemeya, even though technically he's a Bar Chiyuva with an Oynis, but he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah with this Tkiya because he's Eina Shemeya. If it's not a Mitzvah of Tkiya for himself, so Mela, it's also not a Mitzvah of Tkiya for other people. That's what it says. That's what Abul Chanan says. And Abul Chanan brings a raya l'davar that it's impossible to say that someone who's an oynis is not a bar chiyuva. What's his raya? The halacha is like this. The Gemara, in a few places, in Gittin, in Menachos, darshins from a pasuk that a isha is pasul for ksivas tefillin. She can't be the sofer to write the tefillin. Why? The Gemara learns that out of a pasuk. Ukshartem uksavtem. Misha yeshnoi bekshira is yeshnoi beksiva. Misha einoi bekshira is einoi beksiva. And the isha is potter from the mitzvah of kshira, she's pasul for ksiva. That's what the Gemara says. So isha is pasul for ksiva sefer Torah. Rabbi Chana brings down a Magen Avraham that says, let's say you have a person who's nikta yodai hasmolus. His left hand was cut off, and the ashitas that hold, if the left hand was cut off, you can't be yotzei by putting on the right hand. So this person right now, it's impossible for him to be makayim the mitzvah of tefillin. Is he kosher for ksivas tefillin? Do you say on him, kol she'enoi b'kshira enoi b'ksiva? So Magen Avraham says, no. He's yeshnoi b'kshira. He has be'etzem a mitzvah kshira. Technically speaking, he can't be makayim because he doesn't have the hand to do it. He's an oynis in the kiyum mitzvah. But be'etzem, he's a yeshnoi b'ksiva. He's called a bar chiyuva on the mitzvah of kshiras tefillin. So mainly, he's also kosher for the ksiva. Says Rebbe Chanan, you see that somebody who's an onus, that's what this is, another example of someone who's an onus b'kiyum mitzvah because he lost his hand. So he's an onus in the kiyum mitzvah. He's called a bar chiyuva, memela's kosher for the ksiva. So it has to be the same exact thing, says Rebbe Chanan, b'negeya to shofar. He can't hear, but he's a bar chiyuva, he has an oynus. So how could the Shulchan Aruch call it a not bar chiyuva? The Teretz is, l'gabi being moitzi achei midei chavosai, it has the same chasaron as lav bar chiyuva. The chasaron of lav bar chiyuva is because you can't make it into a tekiyah shel mitzvah. Someone who's eina shemeyas also can't make it a tekiyah shel mitzvah for himself. If it's not a tekiyah shel mitzvah for himself, it's not a noise. And really, it's not a tekiyah shel mitzvah for the rabbim either. That's what Rebbe Chanan wants to say. Now, I want to say a svara, and then I'll bring a raya. The halacha is that the same way you can't be moitzi achem yidei chayvasai in a mitzvah if you're not mechuyev and not a bar chiyuva, I also can't be moitzi someone in a bracha if I'm not a bar chiyuva. Only a bar chiyuva could be moitzi with a bracha. Rabbi Chanan says a svara, that what's the reason why a bar chiyuva can't be moitzi in a mitzvah? Because it's not called a ma'isa mitzvah. It's a noise. The tekiyah of a lav bar chiyuva is not blowing a horn. It's not a tekiyah shel mitzvah. The bar chiyuva makes it into tekiyah shel mitzvah. So maybe you have to be a bar chiyuva to do it. I think a svara is that svara doesn't pass by a bracha. Why someone who's not a bar chiyuva and he blew the shofar, it's not called a tekiyah shel mitzvah. And you need a tekiyah shel mitzvah to be yotzei. A bracha is not a ma'isa mitzvah. A bracha is this achiev to say divrei shvach before you do the mitzvah. And that's the bracha that you say. You could say that someone who's not a bar chiyuva, it doesn't have a shame bracha. It's the words of a bracha. It's a bracha. That's a bracha. Tkiya shayfa, you could say, the stam blowing, hearing a noise, and there's a koil shayfa shal mitzvah. But in the bracha, bracha is not a chefza shal mitzvah. Either you have to say divrei shvach before the mitzvah. So you said divrei shvach before the mitzvah. Over there, that can't be the reason why any mechuyev bedavar can't be moitzi with a bracha. So what's the reason why you can't be moitzi with a bracha? So I found something, Dvarim Mufurashim, which is really a raya to what I'm saying. The Rif in Rosh Hashanah says that the reason why you can't be moitzi someone else in a bracha if you're not a bar chiyuva, the Rif says the reason is because if you're a bar chiyuva and you make the bracha, very nice. You can be moitzi somebody. But if he's not a bar chiyuva, so the bracha that he made is a bracha levatala. You're not mechuyev. If it's a bracha levatala, you can't be moitzi someone else with a bracha levatala. That's what it says in the Rif. It's a bracha levatala, so you can't be moitzi achem dechvasi. That's what it says. Now the Rif is a pella. You can't be moitzi someone with a tkiya shofar if you're not a bar chiyuva. There's no tkiya shofar levatala. So why does he say a different reason for bracha? Tkiya shofar is not. There's no such thing as a tkiya shofar levatala. And you still can't be moitzi because you're not a bar chiyuva. So mechatesi, there's another reason by the bracha. The few I was saying that's the shot. By the mitzvah itself, the reason why it's not you can't be moitzi acherim because if you're not a bar chiyuva, you don't have the ability to shaf a ma'isa mitzvah. You can't make it into a ma'isa mitzvah, so you can't be moitzi acherim. A bracha, there's no such thing as a ma'isa mitzvah. It's a bracha or not? The answer is no, it's not. It's a bracha levatola. And you can't be moitzi someone else with a bracha lebatola. This bracha is mekulkal. Why is it mekulkal? It's batola. You're not mechuyev. So it's fakir. It's not a divrei shvach. It's menayetz. It's not a bracha b'chal. It doesn't have a shem bracha. It's nothing. It's bad. It's lebatola. So maybe you can't be moitzi achir. So it comes out that even though the Gemara says on both of them, an eina bar chiyuva can't be moitzi achirim with a mitzvah, an eina bar chiyuva can't be moitzi achirim with a bracha. But it's for two different reasons. And that's what I'm showing from the Rif. You can't be Moitzi Acherim with a mitzvah because if you're not a Bar Chiyuva, you can't make it into a Maisa mitzvah. You can't be Moitzi Acherim with a bracha if you're not a Bar Chiyuva because it's a bracha levatala. And the bracha is Mekulk. You can't be Moitzi. He says, Amen to a bracha levatala. A bracha levatala is garnished. And really, you can't be Moitzi the Chiyuv. That's the aside. Now, Lefi Advar Meilu, I think we could be Miyashiv over here, the Inyan, with just one more short hakdama. The halacha is that someone who's a bar chiyuva could be moitzi with the mitzvah or the bracha, somebody else, but it's mevor in the Gemara, it says meferish. For sure, if the one who's being moitzi is being makayim the mitzvah right now, so for sure he's able to be moitzi achim dechavosai. But even if the bar chiyuva right now is not being yoitzi the mitzvah for himself, either he has kavana not to be yoitzi for himself, or he was already yoitzi the mitzvah, he could still be Moitzi Achim Edei Chayvasai. Even though, right now, he's not being Yotzei. And it's before in Rashi, it's a lot of details, I'm not getting into all the details now, but Vashtet in Rashi, the reason is, because of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazah. Be'etzem am a Bar Chiyuva, and any mitzvah that we're both Bar Chiyuva, we have Arvas, so I'm able to be Moitzi Yedei Chayvasai. That's what it says in the Gemara, Sayan the mitzvah, Sayan on the bracha. So if I was already Yotzei my mitzvah, I could be Moitzi you again in the bracha. That's what happens all the time. Kiddush, you already made Kiddush. And the mishpacha needs to get kiddush, make kiddush again. You can moitzi them, even though you already yotzi. Avo pishu yotzi moitzi. That's what it's called in the Gemara. So lefi advar meilu, I think we have a yishuv. What was Rabbi Kivega's kasha? The kasha was that by tkiya shofar, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that a person who's in be'etzem a bar chiyuva, he's a medaber ve'ein a shemeya, but because he's an oynis, he can't be moitzi achirim mitei chavasai. By psalmim, is what does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? That even if he can't smell, and he's in oynis, he could still be moitzi achirim mitei chavasai. For Rabbi Kivega, what's the difference? By both of them, you're be'etzem a bar chiyuva, you have an oynis. If that's not a bar chiyuva, by tkiyah shofar, you should also be called not a bar chiyuva, linyan psalmim. What's the pshat? So lefi advar meilu, I think we have a teretz. Be'etzem, you are a bar chiyuva, like Rabbi Chanan says. A person who's an oynis, like the raya from Tefillin, he's called a bar chiyuva. So why can he be maisi with the shofar? Because if you don't hear it, so it's not a maisa mitzvah for you. If it's not a maisa mitzvah for you, it's not a maisa mitzvah for him either. And that's the same chasarin as la bar chiyuva. Therefore, you can't be maisi achim dechivasek. That's a chasarin by tkiya shofar. We were dealing with being maisi someone else with a mitzvah. So it's not called a maisa mitzvah if it's not a maisa mitzvah for you. So it's not going to be a maisa mitzvah for him either. That's the reason why you can't be maisa him. By bracha, what was the problem? There was no problem. It's not a maisa bracha. A bracha is a bracha. The only problem with the bracha is if it's a bracha levatala. Lemaisa, a person who's an onus and being makayim the mitzvah. What do we say? He's a bar chiyuva, but he can't do it. Does he have arvas? Does he have kol yisrael arevim zelazel such a mitzvah? For sure. He's a total bar chiyuva, he has an oynis. Because he's an oynis, doesn't make him not a bar chiyuva. He is a bar chiyuva. He can't make a maisa mitzvah. But he has total arvis with somebody else. So a mele, is his bracha going to be levatala? For sure not. He's like someone who's being mevorah for somebody else without being mekayim the mitzvah. There's no tzad of a bracha levatala. So mele, that's the chilek. When it comes to the sugya of tkiya shofar, which is a noisei of maisa mitzvah, someone who's an onus is a bar chiyuva be'etzem, but he can't create a maisa mitzvah, so he can't be moitzi achirim midei chavosai. Masha'in came by the bracha, over there the only issue is it a bracha levatala or not? Berega that I'm asking to call this person a bar chiyuva, he has kol yisrael avrim zel is there with the other yid, and the mele his bracha is not a bracha levatala. It's not a bracha levatala. You can moitzi achirim midei chavosai. That would be the pshat to answer up Rabbi Kivega's kasher. Rabbi Kivega kenira, Not Pasha to answer Kasha Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega learned the Shulchan Aruch Kapshuta. Rabbi Chana, what he says is not the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that by Tkiya Shofar, He's not a bar chiyuva. If he's an oinus and he can't be mekayim, he's not a bar chiyuva. Rabbi Chanan is saying he is a bar chiyuva, but he has the same chasaron as lav bar chiyuva. Rabbi Kivega Kanira learned the Shulchan Aruch with Pashup Shah. Lemaisa, Rabbi Kivega asked the kasha from Rabbi Chanan asked the kasha from Tefillin. We have to know what Rabbi Kivega could answer for Tefillin. It could be there's what to say, but it's not for right now. Next time, that's Hashem. That's not for right now. A kid, so that's that. The one zach that comes out almost halacha lemaisa that's negeya up coming up now. Lefi the Torah that we're saying now is an interesting thing. Could an isha is not chayiv to do mitzvah seishas man grama, but if she does it, she gets a kiyum mitzvah. Is she mevarach on the kiyum mitzvah? So it's totally if you're svardi Ashkenazi, it's machlekes rishonim. Svardim are not mevarach on the mitzvah seishas man grama, but Ashkenazim are mevarach. The noshim Ashkenazim, most of them are mevarach on the mitzvah seishas man grama. One of those mitzvahs is Sfiras Oimer. Sfiras Oimer is a mitzvah asay shazman grama bepashtus lufi most rishonim, and memela noshim are not chayiv. But if they want, they can mevarach. The Mishnah says noshim are not noyik to mevarach. Nowadays, a lot of noshim are mevarach. I know a lot of noshim that are mevarach with a bracha. With they say a bracha, they count every day, and they count with a bracha. Okay, it might be a little embarrassing, but it happens that a person misses one day, and he needs someone else to be mitzi him with his bracha. Let's say he forgot and his wife or his mother or his sister remembered and didn't miss yet. Could she be moitzi the ish with the bracha on the Sfira Sa'imer? So bepashtus the answer would be not. Because Noshim Lamoshal who have a mitzvah seisha as man groma, the potter, if they're fekeah tkiya shayfer, so they can't be Maitzi Ish, because they're not Mechuyi B'davar. They're doing it. They have a Rishos. But they're not Mechuyi B'davar, so they can't be Maitzi Achem Yidei Choy Vasei. So the same thing by Bracha. They're not Mechuyi in the Bracha. They're doing it because they're Mekayim a Mitzvah. So to be Maitzi Achem Yidei Choy Vasei, the Choy they shouldn't be able to. That's Mechuyi the Pashtus. The Maitzi, the few what I'm saying, it should come out that they could be Maitzi. Why? What's the reason why they can't be Maitzi Achem Yidei Choy Vasei with a Mitzvah? Because they don't have the ability to make this into a Maitzi Mitzvah. They're not mechuyev b'davar. The ish is mechuyev b'davar. Only he can make it into a ma'aseh mitzvah. For her, clapping the baal, it's not a shofar baal. It's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. Aber by bracha, what's the reason why you're not mechuyev b'davar? You can't be mechuyev b'davar. The problem is because it's a bracha levatala. That's the only problem. A isha who's mevorech on a mitzvah seish has man grama. Is it a bracha levatala? Vaday not a bracha levatala. She's mevorechet. If you pass like Rabbein Tam, that you can be Mavarach, it's not a Brachal of Atala. So if it's not a Brachal of Atala, so she could be Maitzi. That's an Afkamina Levina from the Shtikal Torah. By a mitzvah, a Isha can't be Maitzi, because she's not a Bar Chiyuva clapping the mitzvah. Legabe Brachal, all you need to do is avoid the Brachal of Atala, and you have it over there. So L'chayr, if you know what I'm saying, it should come out, that a Isha could be Maitzi this. L'maisa, it's not the Halacha. Even though I looked very long to find a Mar Malkum on this, I came across a Prima Godim in Hilchas Sitta, Simen Yad Zayin, that says Beferish not that way. He doesn't explain, he doesn't go into the Shekhel Torah, obviously, but he says, a Isha can't be Moitzi, a Ish, on a Broch, on a Mitzvah, says a Man Grama, because she's not a Bar Chiyuva. He's not Mechalik. So La Locha, don't be Simon Chalik. Don't forget to do a sign either. But La Locha, you can't be Simon, but Lefiv the Shekhel Torah, it should come out that you could, because as long as not a bracha levatala, you could be moitzi achirim yidei choy vasei. There's no problem bichlal. That's the dvar halacha. What's the time timing schedule here?
All night.
Some divrei chizuk. Uri will come when it's time. Okay, I'm going to say something over that I said recently in Yeshiva. But it's a very, very bechizik. If someone heard it recently, it'll be a shtuch chazara. But it's a very important insight. We're holding here in Chodesh Nisan. And Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh of Hischadshus. HaChodesh is Elochem. The Bria is Mischadesh, and every Yid is supposed to be Mischadesh. And a person needs to be mischadish. So where's the first step? Where does he start? Where does he start from? He takes on something, does something new. Where does he start from mischadish? Says in Sfarim, Sfasem says, His chatshis doesn't start in Maisa. His chatshis starts in the lave. And a remez l'dover, the Maisa in the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, when, I forgot which one of the Tanoim, Reb Lozen ben Aruch, he one time something happened to him and he forgot his learning. And after the kach, when he was coming back, they gave him aliyah by the pasuk v'achidash ezelachem, and he was so off at that moment, he read it hacherish hoyal libam. That's how mixed up he was in his learning at that point. And it says in Svarim that it's not a coincidence. The opposite of hacherish ezelachem is hacherish hoyal libam, that the heart is deaf. That means the mokim to begin his chachos is in the lave. His chachos starts in the lave. And where does it start in the lave? What happens in the lave? So my argosha is as follows. We know Rashi in Parshas Vikra says by reach nichoyach, by a carbon, by a oif, by a behema. Why? Because echad amarbe ve'echad amamit. What's the side of Echad Amarba ve'Echad Amamit u'Bavad she'yichav liba shamayim? That even if a person is not perfect, he's not doing things on the highest madriga, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, like the Gra told Rabbi Itzel of Elojner, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sameach b'chalkei. And every mashu counts. There's no such thing as all or nothing in Yiddishkeit. Rabbi Saul Salanter said, every mashu, there's no such thing. In Gashmias there's shiurim, there's a lot, there's a little, there's a mashu. In Ruchnius, there's no such thing as a mashu. Every mashu is bigger than the whole world. So, and that's what we know. Things are not going good, things are not perfect. I'm lacking here, there, and other places. But what does Avshaykh is to be able to do what I can do? Whatever you do, you do. And a kodesh boch, sameach b'chalke. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we were just learning in Shiva and Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim says a shocking statement, which is very hard to swallow. I forgot to bring the exact lashon, but I cannot remember it by heart. The Mesillas Yesharim says, once it becomes nis'ames eitzel kol chacham, the importance, the tzoyrech, for t'mimus ha'avoida, v'tarosa v'nikyoina, a chacham understands it's important to have shlemus in his avoida, not to do a half-baked job. Shlemus is an avoida. V'choivas tarosa v'nikyoina, that it should be pure and clean. And here's the shocking words in Mesillas Yesharim, even though it's right in the beginning and everyone learned it, but it's a shocking words. He says, shezulas eile, if it's not tamimus, if it's not perfect, if it's not betarosa, if it's not nikyoina, if it's not perfect, shezulas eile eina nirtzis klau. It's not nirtzis. It doesn't please HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chlau, ela adarabah. Nimeses u'misoy eves. It's disgusting in the eyes of Hashem. If it's not t'mimus, taira, v'nikyoina, it's nothing. The biggest all or nothing is what the Mesillas Yesharim says. Those are the words of Mesillas Yesharim. How does that stem with everything we know and teach? That's not that way. What we teach ourselves, we mechanach our children, mechanach ourselves, that there's no such thing as all or nothing. You're missing a tremendous amount. Every mashu is tremendous. What's the vart? So I think the pshat in Mesillas Yesharim is al pi the mashal I spoke at Yeshiva many, many times of Reb Chaim Volozhiner on the member of Chazal, Omer of Yehuda Merav, La'olam yasek adam b'toyer v'mitzvah shaloi l'shma, shemitoich shaloi l'shma, ba l'shma. Pashtus, what does that mean? The ikur tachlis is l'shma. And you're not supposed to learn shaloi l'shma. And Rabbi Yehuda Merav saved the day. That if there's somebody who's missing, can't do what he's supposed to do, the Torah gave him a heter, learn b'di'evet, learn shaloi l'shma, and hopefully one day you'll come to l'shma. That's the pashut pshat. So they'll come out lefizah. There's a person who says, right, no, I don't need shaloi l'shma. I'm ready for l'shma. You should right away do l'shma. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, no. The lashon of the Gemara is mashman that way. It says la'olam yasek adam b'toyev mitzvah shaloi l'shma. La'olam. La'olam means always. Always start shaloi l'shma. Don't go straight to l'shma. What's wrong? A person has cheshek. I want to go l'shma. Why shouldn't he go straight to l'shma? Zok Reb Chaim Volozhiner, al pi the mashal, the very simple mashal, but a very powerful mashal. The mashal to the melech, who tells his eved, bring this package onto the second floor. And he says, okay. And the melech comes back an hour later, he sees the eved there with the package on the ground floor. He says, you're married by Malchus, why don't you put it up? He said, I right away, I took it and I kept jumping to put it on the second floor. I couldn't reach. I didn't stop trying since you told me. He said, why don't you take the steps? He said, you didn't tell me. You told me to put it on the second floor. You didn't say take the steps. So I said, you're shaita. There's no bigger shaita. If I said put it on the second floor, of course, I mean, take the steps. Of course. He said, okay, fine. I'll take the steps. El comes back an hour later, and he's on the second step, sitting down, drinking a coffee. What's going on? You said, take the steps. So I'm on the steps. Weiter shaita shekamoyscha. I said, take the steps, not to sit down. Take the steps to get to the second floor, where it belongs. That's what he says. He says, that's lo oilem yasek adam b'toyv mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavos to learn lishma. Learn lishma. Hashem never said to learn shalei lishma. He said, learn lishma. But lishma is a high madrega. Lishma is a high madrega. Obviously, it means take the steps to get to lishma. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda Amram says. Le'olam yasek adam b'toyv mitzvahs. The steps to lishma is shalei lishma. And if you're not going to take the steps, you'll never get to where you need to go. So don't start with lishma. Just like the shaita who was trying to start with the second floor without the steps. So you have to nafka start with lishma. And the second part of the mashal is also true. If you go on the steps and you make camp out on the steps and that becomes the tachlis, that also is not the point. The steps is there to move from one place to the next. That's his mashal. And it's not this only by shaloi lishma. It's by all chalakim of Avodas Hashem. The Torah has very, very high standards for us. And sometimes when a person sees that he's not holding in the high standards that the Torah wants from us, so it's not easy to be makabel that he's not there. So I have to be there. So sometimes a person's in a danger of remodeling his ideal in order to fit his comfort zone. It's not comfortable to have an ideal all the way up there and I'm on the floor. It's not comfortable. So Mela, a lot of times a person would reshape his ideal, reshape his goal, in order to feel okay, not so far away. It's okay. And that's a trap. Because why does a person feel as a failure if he's not next to his deal yet? Because he's like his ideal, because he's like the shaita that's trying to get to the second floor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a yid has very, very, very high level ideals. But the high level of ideals is the second floor, the tenth floor. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that we take the steps. That's the tzivoy. If Hashem says have the highest ideal, the pshat is take the steps in order to get to that ideal. And if a person views it that way, you don't have to be tzibrochen. I have a very, very high advanced ideal. I'm on the steps. It's 1,000 steps. Maybe I'm the second step. As long as you don't camp out and get too comfortable on the step that you're on and you're going somewhere, that's what Hashem meant. He didn't mean be by the ideal. He meant get on the steps leading to the ideal. How long is it going to take? That's what the Mishnah means. You have to have the ideal. It's not, you don't have to be tzibrochen. Oh, I have such a big ideal, look where I'm holding. That's the tzivoy. The tzivoy is not to be there, the tzivoy is to be on the road to get there. That's what it means. Chayav adam leimer, mosai yagiyu maisai lemaisai avoisai. Be on the road. You're never getting to maisai avoisai. It means get to the road, the same road that leads to maisai avoisai. So there's nothing to be tzibrochen about. Oh, I'm so far away from the high ideals that my Rebbe has and the Torah has and I had for myself and people have for me, and I'm so far away from it. No, the high ideals is the end of the staircase. Your tzivoy, the place you're supposed to be, is on the staircase getting over there. That's the Yesod of Mesil Shalom. Oh, so that's what the Mesil Shalom means. When the Mesil Shalom says that it's the tzorech of Tamimas HaAvoida, the Tarosa V'Nikyoina, is without it, it's Einay Nirtzes Klal, and Ela Misay Eves V'Nim Eses, it doesn't mean where you're holding. Where's your ideal? A person who has a half-baked ideal, my ideal is Be'erech, Be'erech, okay. That's the Meses Mesayavas. That's the ideal. If you, there's no reason, there's no excuse why a person's ideal can't be perfection. In the lave, in the ideal, in the Olam HaMachshava, my ideal is perfect. Where am I holding in that journey? Everyone has their other place. But if the ideal is half-baked, is compromised, that's the Meses Mesayavas. And that is a tie on everybody. Where are you holding? If you're not on the top floor yet, is it the Meses Mesayavas Chas V'Shalom? As long as the person is in the Mahalach of La'olam Yasek Odom B'Torah of Mitzvah Shalei L'Shema. So Me'agosha is, that's a place to start Hischachas. Hischachas in the lave to do a restart on what's the ideal? Where did I, which corners of my ideals did I cut corners on because I felt, I didn't feel comfortable with it. Fakir, it's time to restart the ideals and be okay. Yeah, of course you have to be on a derech, but it's not a stira that the ideals and we're holding is not the same place. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the la'olam yasek odom b'Torah mitzvah shalei l'shma. It's dvarim pshutim be'etzem. Everyone should have mitzvah Hashem a chodesh of hischachos. It's so nice to see everybody. Also hischachos to me. Besuras toivus.